The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday, May 8th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today we're going to have an open line Friday. We're going to end the week with a bang. It's going to be an interesting weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I think there's going to be a lot of political drama. I think there's going to be a lot of political activity. I think there's going to be last bit of campaigning all the way to Monday. I think Monday maybe is like a slow day, a solace type day on Monday. But I think all the activity would be happening on the weekend. I think the PNP may have a rally on Monday. They always have rallies on Monday, right before. It should be interesting right before the general election, what they plan to talk about, what they plan to highlight. The numbers to call to participate today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you're calling from Family Island, and that's what I want to talk about today, Family Island politics, right? How would Family Island look? Will the PLP take all 5 seats? Will the FNM take all 5 seats in Grand Bahama? Right? Who's going to take Eleuthera? Can the PLP keep both North and South Eleuthera? Or there's going to be a change, right? The text line today is 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. I want to extend Mother's Day greetings to all my sister, right? My wife, right? She had me spending money. I had to go buy all kind of gift certificates and things. She like buy her own stuff. So if you can call, if you're willing to call and say happy Mother's Day to your mom, you could call and give a tribute. Make sure they recognize on the radio. You can say happy Mother's Day to your wife and call her name. Let her know that you're thinking of them. You know, the number of Bahamian mothers have transitioned that you want to say, you know what, my mom gone, but I remember her still. I remember Johnny Cake, a potato bread type of thing. So I leave space for that too in between this open line Friday, right? But I see I have some calls already. I see I have some texts already. Like I said, but I'm willing to entertain the Family Island talk. Long Island is interesting, right? Long Island is interesting. Will Long Island finally go gold or blue now? The colors change. The advisors tell them change from gold to blue. Or will the FNM keep it, right? The FNM Canada down there is doing some wonders up and down. The PLP gone down there and campaign and saying, see, these all the things we are doing for you. The Long Island Regatta is about to start, and they do all kind of refurbishment, the PLP that is, right? What the boys' name, Bloggy Boys? I keep on forgetting their name, man. One who's doing all the contracts there. How they voting? Are they diehard FNM still, or they changed since they get that big card? Bloggy Boys? War Boys? They saw someone text me. One of the cousins someone text me, and I'll say their name over the air, right? But let's go to the first caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. This is Open Line Friday. Happy Mother's Day to you. Go ahead.
Hey, great show. You just see how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Right, Amar, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to Rosita Duvalier. I want to let her know that we will not let her slave in the kitchen on Sunday.
Who's Rosita?
She can get 3 good Sundays.
Who's Rosita?
And second thing, right?
No. Mm-hmm. Who's Rosita?
Mommy, okay. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to Rosita Duvalier. Yes, ma'am.
Good. Yeah, we ain't going to let her slave in the kitchen Sunday. I know, but the following Sunday, but this Sunday, she good.
She's straight. That's good.
Yeah, she's straight this Sunday. She platinum this Sunday.
Good.
Second thing, right? Hey, what you think Sabah to the Papa, man? What do you do to take off Papa Zouk? Boy, Papa look where he ought with him.
It's politics. Was Travis Robinson, no, he's being down. He might be mentoring Travis Robinson. Who knows?
And say, you know, right, but that's unusual, though, because Mr. Ingram, right, really comes out to pinpoint one individual candidate to support, you know. So that's a rare one right there.
Let's talk. Mm-hmm. Remember that Boodle gentleman? He went out hard. I mean, the Boodle man lost still. And then the gentleman from, I forget his name. No, I remember now. Gomez, he came out hard for that Gomez gentleman also. So there's precedence of the former prime minister coming on stage and say, support this one. A vote for them is a vote for me. He said.
But you see, Papa ain't missed a beat. He still got another gear off there for the tank, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I think it's fair game at this point. But you see how Brave retaliate, though.
Yes.
Boy, this is a good one.
It was a good
one. This reminds me of the Karate Kid versus Mr. Miyagi.
Let me ask you this, and I plan to ask this on Monday. How the race looking? Does it look close or look like a sprint and someone's ahead? You don't got to say who's ahead, no.
Okay, to me, it looked like someone was ahead first, but boy, looking close.
Yes. I like how you said it, because I don't want no one come and push their political agenda. I want to know if it looked close or someone is ahead. Don't call who, which party. We can go to an election where everyone selects
who they want. I can let you know this, right? Mm. Whenever you see the air for them off the pullout, the big firework was his papa. Mm-hmm. That means he got to run the relay. That's the last part of the relay.
You're right.
So you know your problems when you got to pull out papa. You got to run the last lap of the relay.
The last time they pull out Papa, we end up with minutes.
Yep.
I'm just saying. When they see, it's like playing pluck. When you get that deuce of spade, that's deuce of spade? Yeah. That everything, you get claim everything.
Yeah, boy. But boy, it ain't get looking close, though. But let me hang up, because I know a lot of the calls coming in afterwards.
Yeah. All right. Just lit up just because you said that. Thanks very much for calling, man. Let's read this text here. It says, Nuri, get your facts correct from or any party. Don't do no work on Long Island Regatta site. I just shared it on my page where they doing the dock. So I see the advertisement. So let me read it again. Say, Nuri, get your facts correct. PLP or FNM or any party. Don't do no work on Long Island Regatta site. That is owned by the Long Islanders Association, and all work done on that site is paid for or done voluntary by members. I hear you, but I know the PLP down there doing construction. Where are they doing the construction? That's not the Long Island. They say they're getting ready for the Long Island Regatta. I just saw the advertisement. I shared on my page and said, oh, that's what. Let's go to the caller. Guy in Radio AM. You live. Hello. I can hear you, caller. I'm talking to you. Go ahead, caller. I got to miss
Hi.
You. Hi. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Okay, let's go to the next call. Let me read this as they clear the line. I think that was for someone in the back. Say, Sabash broke the law for years until Christie administration handed him a golden pardon. This was a slap in the face of all Bahamians. Gambling is a killer addiction. You see all these suicides. I know this is a killer disease. That's what that texter said. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Open line Friday. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. No caller.
Hello.
Hey, there you go. You're live.
Hey, caller's brother.
Yeah, man. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Mother's Day.
I'm sure you have a mother. I want you to make sure you greet them.
No, I know I have no mother. My mother passed from 1995. Papa cost more damage to the FNM than anything else. You know what I mean? You can't bring back a whole horse like that, man. You really ain't listening to Ingram no more.
Let's talk about it. Hold on. Who was Papa addressing? Was he addressing PLPs or was he addressing FNMs?
He was addressing Sabas. Nothing else. He came to try to put the boss down. He ain't had nothing to do with FNM nor PLP.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was his stage to go at Sabas. But if Sabas was a white man, he wouldn't even be an issue or talk
you
in this country.
You think we still live in that racial thing and that white people are the devil? That's what you're saying?
You should know yourself.
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you, ain't nothing changed.
You believe that racism is prevalent in the Bahamas and that white people in the Bahamas is holding us down still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because these same old fellas allow these things to happen.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If the boss was a white man, this wouldn't even be an issue. You know what I mean? Every time a behemoth try to do something in this country, a black behemoth, it always a backlash. You understand me?
Parliament.
But at the end of the day, let me tell you this prediction.
Go ahead.
The PLP will form the next government in this country on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay? 25-16.
Let me ask you this. Parliament is full of black millionaires. Is someone holding them down? I mean, they're so plentiful. I mean, the millions and millions of dollars in Parliament. So you're trying to say that they're just holding down one specific
one? Yeah, we're so jealous of each other. We got to get up that. We have to get up that. And then our next big issue is immigration. Okay? We talk about immigration, but immigration is the problem now. We are the problem.
We? Me?
We are the problem.
Let's talk about me. Hold on. I'm talking back and forth with you. Let's talk about me. How am I the problem?
Listen, yeah. That's just an example.
I actually use me as the example. Go ahead.
Let me use the illustration here. All right, now, so.
I don't buy from none.
Okay, listen to me now.
Okay.
Who do you see part of Brian there every day?
Not me.
It mightn't be you. Most of the behemoths.
I don't know.
We don't support each other. See, and all of the things that change in this country, we got to support each other first.
Mm.
If someone come to this country and they can't find nothing need you, then they can stay in this country.
Mm.
They're leaving.
Okay.
We's our own problem. Okay? We turn around. We don't want Russian. We don't want this one. We don't want that one yet. But at the end of the day, we go support them. We hire them. We go do what we have to do. But at the end of the day, we turn around. We don't blame the government. That's our problem. We is our own problem. We got to support each other. No matter what it is, we have to support each other in order to survive in this country.
I hear you, and I appreciate you.
Have a good day, buddy.
Yeah, man. Good talking to you. I know why you keep on saying we, because I don't do none of that. So when you say we, you might change it to say I, which means you, not me. You can't say I do any of those stuff. I hire immigrants in decades. None. Just none. I broke. I on the budget. I got to do it myself. I have Long Island blood. I have a beach on them now. I do everything myself now. And that's Rowdy Boys. That's my good cousin's boys I was talking about. They have the big contracts down there. I want to know since they get that big contract. Are they campaigning? I want to know. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Happy Mother's Day to you.
I want the PLPs and SNM that Hubert Ingram,
mm-hmm.
just like Sir Lyndon, he started out on a good foot.
Mm-hmm.
I supported him immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Come 1993.
Mm-hmm.
The Immovable Property Act.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It shows that all of the prime ministers,
mm-hmm.
after Sir Lyndon, contributed to right where we are right now today,
mm-hmm.
as a people on the plantation. Okay? Hubert Ingram, I don't know how come he could come up and talk about all of these illegals. Passport and document,
mm-hmm.
because he himself
I don't know. I thought you were going to say he was selling illegal passports and you have some kind of evidence. Then you go on quiet. Because I don't know. I had no one give that charge at all. No, I mean, I think he's going to make that up. So why can't we say I guess the FNM will win. The PLP is doing all kind of weird voodoo. These people, all of them, really dumb us down. You think the PLPs do voodoo? Why you gotta be voodoo? This sexist says, remember Tommy T. What about Tommy T to remember? Says, I don't think it was a jab at Sebas. It was at Brave. Ingram had said the PLP went against not having any number boys in Parliament. Now, this makes it possible for him to be prime minister at some point. Everyone talking about Sebas being prime minister. I mean, straight across the board, FNM, PLP, COI, they see it. Is it that he has ambition? Did he indicate to somebody that he wants to be prime minister? Can he even be a minister in the House of Assembly? And if he cannot be a minister, is the PLP willing to change the law? Will they change the law? What is it that they plan to do? When you have that type of millions and whatever it is, you can't just be an MP. You got to have some kind of responsibility, man. You got to have some type of responsibility. To the callers. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Neri.
Good morning.
You know, the I don't know, the caller who called in Lombard Ingram, right? You know, I hate to say this, right, but he's always been the same monotonous narrative, never enlightening, always downing Bohemians. I mean, the only thing he's correct about is we like to fight down one another. But for me, as someone who live out east, out west, wherever I live, right, I'm diverse. I can see the curse. Now, we see the proliferation of liquor stores in the city. The question is, who allowed this? So he has no idea about human psychology. If you are exposed to something, the chances are of you encountering it or using it is higher. So if you have a candy shop in the front of a primary school, like how they allow these children, people to proliferate these candies, these higher glycemic index products in the front of schools, children will eventually like them. There's a study done with rodents. Rodents went to sugar over cocaine. So I don't know where he's coming out with this. They allowed the proliferation of liquor stores. I had a friend just die from alcohol consumption, all right? Cirrhosis of the liver, whatever. And I'm trying themselves with liquor. As for me, you know, I don't drink. You know, even with Elizabeth Bear, I find out they are like throwing fire on the prostate. And so we are conditioning ourselves to become sick by drinking this liquor. But he seems to be very, very hell-bent on spreading ignorance through the airways. Now, I'll wait online to come on to comment, but he talked about the Movable Properties Act. But from what I read, it was implemented in 1981 by Sir Lyndon Pinlin. So I don't see it as being anything bad, but I mean, I'm ignorant about it. But I don't know if there was an amendment, et cetera. I don't know anything about it. This is just something that came up. So, I mean, for me, the last texter highlighted the situation. I don't think it's a poison attack on Sabas. I think it's just something that's in the law that Ingram says that, no, it shouldn't be in the cabinet. And so it's obviously a self-interest, especially if you have money and influence. And so even in the States, they have passed laws against conglomerates and transnational companies to ensure public safety, you know, because they hire people, they hire toxicologists, they hire lobbyists, and they go to Congress, and they've even passed a law to put the product against aspartame. You know, aspartame, it has two forms. One is actually the excrements of bacteria, but we don't read. We talk a bunch of foolishness on the radio, you know, and that's our problem. You know, we're not going to get anywhere like that. But for me, Mr. Nui, you know, I just hate the fact that people don't understand life. If you expose people to things, Mr. Nui, you have liquor stores every, you know, you can see them, you can count them. But no, the side effect, yet still we juxtapose the healthcare situation, and we still allow this to happen. So in another, we're fighting a losing battle, and we're being herded like cattle, and they treat us like cattle. And we see the contempt. We see the contempt from the politicians. You know, citizens don't make war, you know. Governments make war. Erin made a very interesting point this morning in the fact that she said that these big belly men who can't even jump over 2 feet can't even run around the block, but they want you to go to war. Give thanks.
Thank you very much. Yeah. This text says, see a PLP follower's loss and like follow man, whatever the PLP do, they can't see no wrong. Selfish group of individuals. PLP shirts all around them. Chinese bars. Y'all PLP keep us poor and down. You like the Bahamas and Bohemians that way. A lot of anti-PLP rhetoric today. Nobody won't call and say Happy Mother's Day, though. I thought you would say, hey, I want to give a shout out to my mother. I thought you was going to start with that. It's like, Mother's Day ain't important no more. Sunday so enraged. I thought you start off the conversation with that. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, Neri.
How you doing? You there?
Hello.
Hey, are you live? Go ahead.
Yeah, how old are you, sir?
Me, I am 48, 9, one of them.
Okay. And your life experience, what's the biggest segregation in this country?
Money, wealth.
Okay. So what is the difference in the segregation in money and the segregation in skin color?
I don't necessarily see a segregation in skin color here.
I mean, okay, the caller who talk about white and black, he was talking about black and white segregation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my point is this, you know, we went from, racism, black and white racism, to political racism from the UVP to the PLP into the FNM.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's amazing how, when it comes to politics, people in politics want to uplift one group and at the end of the day, when you do that, if you dumb down any group of people in a society, the final result is you are really hurting the society. You know, if you look at it from America, you know, the white Americans keep everybody else back. At the end of the day, America is worse off as a result. If PLPs keep FNMs back, or whoever, are we not having the same negative effect?
I hear you, but I don't think the PLP or the FNM keep each other back.
But when I say that, right, when the PLP is in power, they give opportunities to whomever. It doesn't be, I can give every behemoth or any behemoth who show themselves qualified and capable an opportunity. I got to know what color shirt you're wearing before I give you an opportunity. Isn't that how it works?
That's for poor people. The top echelon don't see color. They give it to the cousins and their family members. And that cousin could be on the red side or the white side or the green side. Yeah. It doesn't matter to them.
Okay, I understand that, right? On the top echelon. But you only have the top. The top is a small percentage.
The top have all the money. What you talk about is small money. That's what you call change. You don't talk about change. You gotta talk about money. Why talk about change?
Yeah, but see, if small businesses is the engine that drives an economy, then obviously small business, when you add them up, it have a big impact in a country. Well, is that not so?
Yeah, but I don't think the top echelon see small business. They don't even see them at all. They don't see them as yellow or red. They just deal. That's people to step on. You're stepping stools.
Stepping stones.
Yeah, that's
what. You know what? At the end of the day, you know, it's gonna go across the whole country. When you keep anybody back in a country, I bet it's small or big or otherwise, you are in effect country back. If you have children and you determine, well, I'm not gonna send this one to school or I'm not gonna send that one to school. At the end of the day, the negative effect of you not helping and assisting that child to learn something, to help themselves, they're still going to be dependent on you.
I appreciate you, Cole.
All right.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's read some texts and go to the phone line. We have an open line Friday. Nobody wants to say Happy Mother's Day to their Mother's Day or their wife, but I can give the space still. This is from what happened to Tommy T. Papa came back and take the leadership role from Tommy because he wasn't strong enough. Mr. Ingram Owl, I mean, when he walk up to the stage, he's breathing hard. I don't expect him to do nothing aggressive no time soon. That's a different area you talk about. I mean, your conspiracy theory makes no sense when you put add in all of the other things involved. Said, my brother, while the party goes on the flights are coming in with thousands of Haitian migrants on tourist visa and are not going back to Haiti, and then they are applying for citizenship, make it make sense. I don't necessarily know that it's true, Dexter. Papa at the rally at the FNM base, it fall like flash bang, causing the opponent party to go into damage control. They still not recover. Well, that's subjective, I guess. Says Papa said that the last time Sabas was FNM. People change all the time. I remember when Angelon Allen was FNM, they turned PLP. I know when Tennyson Wells was FNM, they turned PLP. It's a whole slew of them. Even Nico Grant, whatever. So I don't understand these commentary. What are they trying to say? Say, Papa said that the last time Sabas was FNM, now he's PLP. I think he's saying that he is a flip-flopper. I don't think that he meant anything by it, but I think he meant that he ain't supposed to be there. And I agree wholeheartedly. He's already a millionaire. Why is he there? That's how I feel about it. They are too hungry for money. Travis need to beat the pants off him like he did BJ in my first election, which was 2017. So that's a young person there. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. There's an open line Friday. Go ahead, caller. Call you there. Let's move on to the next one. Guardian Radio AM. You live.
Yes, Nuri, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Mother's Day.
Who have mothers?
You could send a tribute to your mom.
Yeah, my mom is deceased.
Yeah.
I don't talk to dead people.
You don't talk to dead people? I have African spirituality. I speak to the ancestors all the time.
Okay.
I just see it. That's over whole conversations.
Yeah. Just, let me just make some point, right?
Go make some points, sir.
Number one, I have a problem with Sabas.
You have a problem with Sabas? What's Sabas to you?
Not, yeah. You know what he did? when we were looking for equitable competition to enter the gaming market, mm-hmm. he made arrangements to lock me out.
Wanted to be a gaming host too?
Yes, I did. I was told that I couldn't get a license because I didn't do anything illegal. Okay, so the fact is that being in the banking industry in the U.S., by breaking the law so I could be eligible for a gaming license in the Bahamas, would cost you me to lose access to the banking industry, which even today is now more important, which would be part of my second or third point. And so, but to lock the gate because you are incapable of competing under the guise that you're doing something innovative when you're doing nothing but copying, it's a facade. So why wouldn't all behemoths shouldn't have the same opportunities and then still asking for 25 more years? Where the industry, and the beauty about the locking the gate is you lock the gate in localized. When I was asking for a global industry that was in the hundreds of billions of dollars where you were just looking for the $1 million, so you just wanted to have them caged. And he and I had this debate on Guardian Radio, you know, right there in Parliament Square. That was the last time he was on Guardian before he showed up again with Dwight. But it's not there because, you know, July 7th is when the expiration happened. So all behemoths should have a right should they want to. And you compete. You know, you don't say, oh, because I have a food store, nobody else should have a food store. If you are who you are and you are innovative and all this stuff you say you are, open the door and let's see if you exist in a year or two. Okay? Now, this concept of this Removal Property Act, how many of these people talk about the Immovable Property Acquisition by Foreign Person Act of 1981 or the International Persons Land Holding Act of 1993? I've read those two acts. They go on what people told them. The point is that I would love for those people who say one is this and one is the other to ask difference or the change that has happened. There was only a process of registration for 5 acres or more. It's changed. What is this thing? Remember, the PLP said, we're going to change it. No one has used the International Persons Land Holding Act, if you want to talk about land sales for the Bahamas. No minister combined could never match Perry Glasson Christie in real estate sales. Sorry, not sales, giveaway. Look at it. Just the record reflects for itself. And hopefully we'll have further freedom of information. I have the information because I collect data. So this concept of the PLP protecting land and anything else is garbage. Let's use some examples. The housing thing that the behemoths that we have, according to the housing units per year, we're billing 1,624 at the max. So every year we're falling behind at least 1,200 homes, housing units. Now, it's important about the definition of housing and homes. But the PLP say, oh, we have rent to own. 4 years. And I got a reward for $500 if
See, Alan.
Yes.
You're politicking now.
No, I'm not. I want to rent to open this. I want a house.
I give you your 3 minutes now. I see 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
No, you'll be talking about the biggest disadvantage for behemoths in this country.
I hear you.
Is home. 60,000 of them is needed.
This is
and
why
people are talking around these things.
I allowed you to continue for 3 minutes and be quiet. I said, okay, let.
No, I'm saying to you, do you believe we have a housing affordability crisis?
I'm just saying that you over your 3 minute quota.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is this. We need to talk to these issues, not from political lens, of saying, here is the data, here's the problem we have. Because people talk about as if we have a housing crisis when it's actually a housing affordability crisis. If we actually have housing fixed, not home ownership, we could fix the slums.
It's time for me to go to the next column. See, I got to go to commercial break, have people on the hold. We know I like you, you talk, but you talk plenty. Let's take this quick commercial break. I see you, caller. When after the commercial break, I'll let you say Happy Mother's Day. Right? And come back and have this open line. Grandma, why are you shaking your head? See, I don't like talk. You said be quiet for a while, and then it just went on. We'll be right back.
The world has changed. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now, in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The FNM can't agree on anything except attacking everything started by the PLP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine, new airports, canceled. School breakfast, canceled. Upskill, canceled. The National Youth Guard, canceled. Energy reforms, canceled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back. Paid for by the PLP.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian radio host will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian and the Nassau Guardian. Every day and every election day, stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
On May 12th, your Guardian Radio host will be live from the moment the polls close until the election is called, with the Guardian News Network team providing verified results and live reporting from all across the country every day and every election day. Count on the folks you know on Guardian Radio 96.9 and the Guardian Radio Talk Show.com. I'm going to read this. It said, this one first. So, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Thank you very much, Dexter. Tell these people, get over it. Papa is a rock star, and Brave can't drag Papa's old dirty slippers. Don't hate, just appreciate. I see Long Islanders are upset. I get all kind of text from Long Islanders. You know, I have property down there. It says, let me read this, right? My people are wishing for you to clarify. The government is not responsible for insult upon Long Island. The government is contributing. See? The government is contributing to the dock at Salt Pond, but not the cultural site. Thank God someone's doing something to the dock. Additionally, the government is not responsible for Regatta. It contributes. Thank God someone's contributing. It contributes, but that is largely taken on by the Long Islanders Association and the Long Island Sailing Club. Such is the case for the site itself. Please clarify post-haste, right? On one of the primary reasons why the Long Island Association holds fundraisers is to help Long Island, and one of those efforts happens to be the upkeep of the cultural site and the home of our regatta. We work hard to maintain it and ask the public's assistance. Its upkeep is not a government issue, and this should be corrected immediately. I'm just glad that the government is now contributing. I see the word government contributes a lot. Yeah. But thank goodness for the Long Island Association. I'm hoping that our government contribute more to Long Island, and we need the association to lobby the government to do what the government's supposed to do, right? And if that is that they need to get more money, you accept the money on behalf of the citizens of Long Island, and I'm hoping that more money is to come. Blanks. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning. Am I on?
You are on.
Yes, Mr. Neary, I'm a first-time caller.
Okay, welcome.
I would like to, you know, something from my observation. One of the purposes of talk show, from my understanding, and maybe you can explain to me, is to educate the people.
Mm.
But for some talk shows, it's like the talk show allow people, like 52 said earlier, run on with a bunch of garbage and they are not corrected or just eliminated. The thing is, right, we have elections every 5 years. The party in power are judged by what they have done for the citizens. And when you have, based on whatever you have done, good or bad, you face the consequences, okay? So I don't want to hear nothing about what other party who is in power and all that nonsense. Let's stay focused. You've been given a mandate for 5 years. The issue in this country is the immigration problem. How could you, if you have a personal account or a business, you run a business with your chief financial officer, you trust him, and one day you ask him to see the books, and he could tell you no, and let me tell you what's in the books. What kind of idiocy are we expecting society to be? And one of the most things that really, really it bothers me is like, the people so disrespect the human people intelligence. Mr. Eubin Ingram just come on the scene 2 days ago, and everybody in a panic. So you think they're intelligent enough? What they're experiencing, what they're feeling. They don't understand what is going on in this country. Mr. Ingram need to come and tell them. We need to stop keeping the society dumbed down. I always listen. Like I say, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I love C. Allen Johnson. I love 52 and a couple of others. When they come on a radio station, you could hear, and they talk in sense. These people who are paid to come and talk stupidness and insult people's intelligence. But I can say this, I'm an objective observer. And you people can notice, you know, people playing crazy like they freaking delusional. Excuse my expression. But the thing is, you go look out there, drive east, right in this land now, so you see how much cars with powerful helium and just in the, this election coming up, this is personal for a lot of people. It's extremely personal. Whatever garbage is done, and it amazes me. Suppose, and people looking to cloak and condone nonsense. What happened to the religious sect in the society? What are they doing? What am I me joking, you know? We don't want to be intelligent citizens. We don't want to, because we encourage each and every day on these talk shows. Some of them, they are not educating and enlightening the Bahamian people. Sharpen my intelligence. Let iron sharpen iron. Teach me something sensible. I have 2 children. I have served this country for almost 40 years. Excellently. I never looked for no government. I educate myself, and I got a job. Not to know no political person. I serve God. And a society is not supposed to be structured whereby you have people who I got to go through you to get a job. For 5 years, you are spending, you just remember my constituency or my island. A couple of weeks before election, you are spending, that's the idiocy. You are spending my monies to party and influence me to vote for you. Does that make sense? I can say again, you're spending my monies to influence me to vote for you. And I'm supposed to be such an idiot that I am in a drunken stupor. I don't understand this just basic stuff, man. I don't understand what is going on in this country. I just say again, we are the religious leaders. What are we doing? What kind of society do we want? We are joking in this life, man. This ain't no time to be joking around people's future. We have a country within a country. And for the garbage that is going on and people cloaking can do it. You telling me, but how does Riley look and how does Riley look? And you taking my money to ball? We don't have no laws in this country. I sign off.
I appreciate you. I was allowing you to make sure you're able to vent. I appreciate it. The lines are full. But what you're saying, this texter says, the irony of Sabah's situation is that he is actually the perfect individual to oversee the institution of a national lottery. He can't be that. No, texter. I can't even read the rest of that. He can't be overseeing lottery and he's a lottery person. No, no, not him. I can't finish reading that. I have been listening to these talk shows for many years. In my opinion, 52 is the most intelligent caller. Okay. Tell me how white people are still holding us down, please. That's what the texter says. All I see are black millionaires. The rich white ones left years ago. This caller is so smart. Okay. Let's see. Read this text says, are people really paid to call talk shows? Yes. Because if they are, where could I sign up? I will call to push a narrative too for a salary. You need to join a political party, right? Only crooks don't want us to see the books. That's how it looks. They have hooks in many of the ignorant people. Iron sharpens iron, so stop lying. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, I mean, good morning. Talk to Siri Nuri.
You live, man. We talking now.
Siri.
Hey.
Siri.
Yeah, man.
Mark, thank you, sir.
You say, man. Small business.
Yeah, man. You want me to talk now?
Oh, you live.
Okay, boy. Thanks, man. Man, this is Mark, thank you, man. I want to wish my deceased mommy, man. She was such a lovely woman. She took care of her family, you know, without her husband. She was a original single mother, right, after our daddy gone. This Odell who died and did such a wonderful job. I want to thank all of you all and all the ones who live in now with my son, mommy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody and always respect your mommy because at the end of the day, no woman could replace your mommy. Your wife can't replace her. Nobody. Because at the end of the day, and I'm a youngest child. Okay, Nuri?
I appreciate you. I believe...
From Mark A. Turnquist.
There you go. I believe we all need to give tribute to our mothers and to remind everyone that mothers are special.
Yeah.
That's special. And thank you
all right,
very
thank
much.
Thank you so much, Nuri.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You so much, buddy.
Much love.
All right.
Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. It's an open line.
Good morning,
Friday.
Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. I would like to wish Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers in the Bahamas and especially my wife. But my mother's deceased.
I understand.
Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm here live, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Ingram, wasn't he a part of the PLB party before he went to the FNM?
Yes.
Okay. Wasn't Oliver Tankwist a part of the PLB party before he went to the FNM? So other folks on Sargent and Allen and several others?
Yes.
Okay. So at the end of the day, I have supporters of the FNM state. We shouldn't speak about Mr. Ingram, but they brought him on stage. So he have a right to answer back.
Yes.
If they want to.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get straight to the point. Under Mr. Ingram's tutelage and his term, Mr. Ingram removed the removable properties act. Okay?
But did any other PM change it?
Pardon me?
Did any other PM change it?
No. I'm saying
no. I'm just asking. I'm asking.
No.
Let's go back and forth. Let's go back and forth.
Okay.
Ingram. Put it there.
Mr. Ingram also...
No. I ain't finished yet.
Go ahead.
Mr. Ingram did the Removable Properties Act.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mr. Percy came and did not change it because he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gone back to Mr. Ingram again and he left it there because he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gone back to Mr. Perry Christie and he kept it there because he liked it and endorsed it and said it's a good thing for the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gone to Dr. Minnis and he kept it there because he liked it and he wanted it to remain. And now it's to Mr. Brave Davis. Mr. Brave Davis, he ain't gonna move it for nothing. He ain't care what people complain about. He's gonna keep it there. So that's where we are
but
now.
That's not my point.
That's the point I was trying to make. My point is that you can't bring up that when all of the prime ministers agree with it. They endorse it.
Okay. All right. So with Mr. Ingram, he sold Batelco and all his assets for pittance. Okay. So that's not nothing to bring up also, sir? For pittance. When we could keep all the infrastructure and still be benefiting. Okay, now we have the worst phone services truck, and we can't seem to get it right. Okay, Mr. Ingram also, under Jose Cataloni, the company that he contracted to do the roadworks on Blue Road and Market Street, a lot of Bahamians lost their businesses, lost their livelihood, and then he also had a $100 million cost overrun.
Let me ask you this. What does that have to do with this election?
That has a lot to do with this election because Michael Pintard and the FNM is banking on Mr. Ingram to assist him in bringing and helping them to get to garner more voters. But the voters need to know the truth.
I was talking to the caller earlier and asked, who was Ingram speaking to? Was he speaking to PLPs? And the caller said he wasn't talking to us.
He was speaking to behemoths in general.
No, he couldn't talk. He was talking to behemoths in general.
He was trying to sell a narrative.
He was talking to fellow FNMs. Let those FNMs do what they do.
No. That was a public forum on a public stage.
Yeah,
where all
but he wasn't
had their
talking.
Radio or television on,
he was not talking to you. You know better to listen to him.
No, let's be realistic, though, you Mr. Louis. Let's be realistic.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm asking you in the correct way.
I'm asking if you listen to Ingram.
I listen to the show.
No, I mean, you listen to him to say he's giving you good information?
Pardon me?
You listen to him and say he's giving you good information?
It wasn't no good information because he one day said that, one time he said that our election cannot be stolen. And in another mode, he said that we have to watch this election because a lot of people got fraudulent documents. You got to make up your mind which one is it. Okay? You can't be speaking on the two tongues.
Can
one
both
day
be
you
right?
One thing, and the next day you come back and say something totally different.
Can both be right?
Pardon me?
Can both be right? Just asking.
Well, I wouldn't say both could be right, but both could be investigated.
They need to be investigated for true.
Yes, sir. But one more thing I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
That if you wanted to win this election, you should have put boots on the ground, knock on doors, go to the doors, get embarrassed several times, and go back to the doors. And maybe then some of the persons would have taken to whatever your people had to say to them. But instead, what you all doing is just bashing the government instead of bringing. What's the FNM plan for this country if they were to win the election? Do you know?
It's not,
have a nice day, sir.
Yep, it's a good question. It's not for me to say. On May 2nd, we'll see if their strategy is not good enough. The PLP will retain its power and seats. We will see. We will have to see. I come to you, callers. Let me read this text. Brother Nuri, excellent talk show today. However, whenever this government is in power, unfavorable actions are taken against the will of the Bahamian people. So Papa Ingram also set the record straight for all to know and choose a righteous government for better development of the Bahamas. Salama, we listening today. Okay, let's go to the next caller there. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Yes, sir. Good, thanks, Elijah.
Blessings.
Yeah. You know, to the last caller, right? You talk about who privatized what? Didn't the PLP privatize, what you call it, distribution and transmission? I mean, with a foreign company having, what you call it, controlling shares. I mean, private shares, not even public shares. You know, the reason is that all the people, the FNM did it. The FNM would do the same deal that went down with basically with the harbor. You know what I mean? So they all are doing the privatization thing. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In other words, we had owned the hotels in Freeport and they sell it. Not all of them, you know, Finland was buying this whole hotel. Finland bought the hotel too, right? But one time before Ingram sold it, right? But what I'm saying is, they all have built the same thing. So it doesn't matter really who win. The bosses won't, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't benefit. And the same party, it's the same thing. Y'all have the same principles on privatization and foreign investment and the lot. You know what I'm saying? So, and what you call it, they all are conservatives. You know, they will never call themselves a democratic government. Never. Or leftist or, you know what I'm saying? Or, they never call themselves that. You see, so they all are the same. You see, so we ain't a rut, man. Understand what I'm saying? But thank you much, man.
Thank you very much for calling. This text says, Happy Mother's Day to my deceased mother, Marguerite Ann Hall Butler, and both my grandmothers, Dolores Cavalla and Winifred Hall. I appreciate that. The FNM has a manifesto with a plan. The caller should try reading it, Mr. Nuri. Okay. Happy Mother's Day to all Bahamians, CA, tell the PLP supporters to go listen to the Fred Mitchell and go. You can't say that harsh word, texter. On the new roads, Mr. Ingram was responsible for. Okay. The PLP is running against Mr. Ingram, and he was cut of power almost 20 years ago. The section says the PLP leader on April 28th, standing with PGC, Angelon Allen, and others, challenged the FNM to bring their party leadership to the front, but panic when HAI showed up. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guide and Radio AM, you live.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy Mother's Day.
The caller before the law.
Go ahead.
Singing for his PLP supper, clearly. And you are very right. In my opinion, the worst prime minister of this country was Hubert Ingram, what he did with that removal for the act. And if people really know the long-term effects, they would understand. You know what I'm saying?
Give me an actual question, Colin. Why no other prime minister changed it?
Listen, you let me finish. Mr. Okay. Nuri, you are 1,000% correct on how you answered that guy. None of the other prime minister went back and changed it. You know why? Because all of them in cahoots together. So you are 1,000% correct on your answer to that PLP crony. That's all I want to say. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you, caller. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio, AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. Call you there. I hear you breathing.
Hello.
Yeah, you live. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Nuri. You see, here, there's a couple of challenges, right? I mean, I'm a dedicated listener to Guardian. This is doing the radio show I listen to. And I seldom call in until I, you know, just need to get some information, clarification. You know, are you advocating for Mother's Day like that? You know, some of us don't celebrate Mother's Day because there's a pagan festival. Mother's Day, she died trying to resent it. I think it's Anne Bonnet. I think she did that for her mom, who was a nurse, and she did that personally. And so when she said that it was commercialized, she went to Congress trying to recall Mother's Day. And so, you know, and besides that, it's a pagan festival.
You know I'm pagan, right?
I know.
I'm not sure why you try to debate me being pagan. I just got a little concerned.
No. Pagan comes from the word pig, and I don't want you to be a pig.
I ain't sure pagan comes from pig. Human. Pagan is anything anti-Rome, and I am anti-Rome.
No. Paganism came from Catholicism.
Yes, Deb. All right? It's Deb. Yeah. I'm Roman Catholic. Okay, I am not that. I am pagan.
You are a pig then. That's what you said. Well, anyhow, next topic.
Those Catholics call us all kind of names. All kind of names.
No, but I just thought that I would just throw that in there before I get to my main subject.
Go ahead.
I just thought I'd throw that in there just for clarification, because not all persons celebrate these festivals. You know, me as a Hebrew Israelite, you know, we just don't celebrate those pagan festivals. Anyhow, my is that the acquisition of the Grand Bahama Power Company by the government. Let me tell you something. That is a lost cause for the government. You know, I lived in Grand Bahama and I worked for the power company in Grand Bahama for about 20 years. All right? My role there was a leadership role. And for a mayor to let the government acquire that for that price, I'm telling you that is a losing effort. Because the price of fuel has almost tripled since America acquired it. And America now is going to walk away with a big, hefty profit because they realize that the fuel price is going up. And the equipment there is antiquated, very old. And so for the government, for votes, I mean, it is almost ludicrous. And I'm telling you from 20 years of experience working for the company.
I appreciate it. I can have a show on that. They can learn soon, I guess. Let's read these last texts because it's time to go. Why can't we say the FNM will win? The PLP is doing all kinds. Okay, we read that already. Forget the Immovable Properties Act. It muddies the point, which is the widespread sale of land to wealthy foreigners and the widespread introduction of Airbnbs with overpriced dwelling spaces has driven up the cost of homes, ownership, rentals, and exponentially. This is indisputable. The foreign dollar was our savior, but it is a dark side. For any service heavily subscribed for by foreigners, you will see the prices more than quadruple because their market can bear the cost. Look at the taxi rates. Okay, I just want to read that. This person was very adamant that I read their texts. You are the best, Nuri. The caller refuting Mother's Day is not cool. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. And read that. Say, Brother Nuri, happy, joyous, blessed Mother's Day to my mom in heaven since 2021, and to my wife, Lady Elizabeth, and all the wonderful, beautiful, loving mothers in the Bahamas, from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Let me read that. Yeah, Nuri, I like how you handle that PLP caller. He keeps calling about this Removable Properties Act. Why he don't ask his PMs why they didn't change it back then. Talking foolishness. That comes to the end of the show. Enjoy the weekend. Sunday's a very... Take your mother out. Take your wife out. Go call your sister and your auntie and say, hey, I bring in some things over and we can cook, even if it's Kentucky. We got to take time to say, mothers, you know, we appreciate the effort. The endearment. Mother's special, you know. They ain't typical. And sometimes we just says, pause. I just want some people to pause and say, hey, I appreciate you and all the effort you've given me over the years. I've had many a mothers taking time out to say, hey, Nuri, you need to go this way. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to all those people who are being influential in my life. You have a wonderful life.
Mama, Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars.
Your love is like tears from the stars.
Mama, I just want you to know.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.